talking about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Ella and Nicole with your 11 a.m. Zlines. In local news, panic buyers have hit Queensland supermarkets as Cyclone Alfred encroaches on the Sunshine State. Social media posts across Queensland warn of egg, milk, bread and bottled water shortages, with others sharing photos of empty shelves. Queensland Premier David Crisafulli has urged supermarkets to do everything they can to restock items. A Coles spokesperson told Nine News that extra deliveries on the road aim to boost their supply of essential items, including milk, bread, canned foods and toilet paper.
An environmental group in Ballarat have had their grant taken away amid anti-Semitic allegations. According to the ABC, a councillor presented the Ballarat Renewable Energy and Zero Emissions Group, or BREEZE, with an ultimatum. This included that board member Mary Debrett must step down from her position after being accused of posting anti-Semitic social media content. After she stepped down, BREEZE was still stripped of their funding. Ms. Debrett has denied the allegations and BREEZE has filed complaints regarding defamatory comments and leaking privileged information.
Cyclone Alfred may impact whether or not an election day is announced this coming weekend. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese was expected to trigger an election this coming Sunday or Monday. However, uncertainty surrounds possible cyclone damages have made it unclear whether the election will be announced at this time. It is unclear whether Labor will be able to deliver a budget before the election after reports that this week's scheduled budget meetings have been cancelled.
In international news, US President Trump has stated he will not put up with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky's take on the conflict with Russia much longer. Mr. Trump says he will still strike the minerals deal with Ukraine, a central discussion in their recent meeting which took a heated turn, while Mr. Zelensky says a peace agreement in Europe is still very, very far away. He has maintained his stance to continue conversations with the US. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It is currently 29 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band.
That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to our website, 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thank you for all of that. Quite interesting, your top story. I think I might add a little bit of my experience and knowledge. Coles and Woolworths, take away the roads shutting down, okay? Because the roads could close and that's going to change everything completely different. Coles and Woolworths will have eggs, milk, water restocked tomorrow.
That's great news.
And it'll be empty tomorrow, and then they'll have it restocked for the next day.
Mm.
It won't run out. Unless our roads, like I did put the precursor on that, and I will let you know a little bit of insight knowledge. Every single, well, I haven't got it anymore, but every single Coles and Woolworths has a pallet of water sitting out the back all the time, all year round. Just waiting for something like this to happen, and then they bring it out at full price.
That's good to know.
They do it all the time. There was one that I asked the store manager, can you get rid of this pallet? He goes, no, I need that for when there's emergencies called. So they're there. They're prepared. Look, there's one thing that we know about Coles and Woolworths. They're fantastic at taking our money off us, aren't they?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, and the only way that they're going to be able to take our money off us if they've got a product there to buy. That product will be there. So, no, there's no real need for panic buying. We heard earlier, you only need 3 days of water. In a city like Brisbane, 3 days of water is going to be plenty, you know? Yeah. So, but thank you for bringing, you know, everyone up to date and, you know, like avoid the shops in the next couple of days, I think, you know,
think so.
Like, or even better, shop local.
Mm.
Go support your community. But thank you for bringing us all up to date. You enjoy the rest of your day and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks so much.
And here onward.